And by the way, irregardless, it's not a word.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's regardless. That's the word.
I say irregardless.
Just trying to be inspirational.
Well, you've inspired me.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. I'm a little low energy tonight. I'm in a good mood, but I'm a little low energy. So thank you for joining me with the broadcast. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of four ways tonight. One, through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that website. And I got a lot of things brewing, so you want to be up to date on those things. A second way you can listen is if you want to be more participant, you can click the speaker box that you're listening to, and then you can that'll send you over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, mixlr.com, and you can sign on using your Facebook address and be part of our live chat. Right now, we got a couple listeners. I think Brendan's listening. I haven't talked to him in a little bit. I wonder how he's doing, especially around the Halloween season. I miss him. The third way you can listen is we're doing a Facebook broadcast. I'm a little all over the place. We're doing a simulcast on Facebook. We got a bunch of people listening now, and you're going to want to be part of this tonight. We got some fun tonight. Again, I'm a little all over the place, but everything else is working out great. I don't know what the deal is. And the fourth way you can listen is if you can't listen to the live broadcast that we do, you can listen to the slightly edited for time broad again. You can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Google Play, iTunes, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts, you can get them there. So, as I always start the broadcast, every single way, I'm just going to start it. This is the happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's it.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Dude, you're cut off. I know. I'm not even drinking. I'm drinking orange juice tonight because I'm trying to stay. Like, I don't know. You know what it is? Let me have a little sip of orange juice first. It's orange juice, not a screwdriver. But I got to be honest with you, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm at my end. October's been a blitzkrieg with everything going on. Let me adjust the mic. And I've been literally burning it at both ends, days and nights. Today, like Wednesdays, is my only day off. And today, I'll get into that in a minute. But everything is insane. And especially Salem this time of year. And now with between the pandemic, the restrictions, and what the politicians have done by shutting down early and all this other stuff, it's caused utter chaos. And things have been really busy. Now, here's the thing. I'm grateful. Don't get me wrong. I'm grateful. I'm grateful we have people here. I'm grateful that people are taking precautions. I'm grateful that we're saying, look, be careful. And this may not be the year for you to get you and 100 of your family members down to Salem. I understand all that, but it's busy, man. It's busy. I'm working twice as hard for half as much, and I'm tired. That's why I'm all over the place. I'm tired. That's what it is. I'm not drunk. I wish I was drunk. I wish I was drunk. I just, I got to say this. I was doing the Ghost and Legends trolley that wrapped up yesterday. So I have no more appearances on the trolley, which I had a good little run. I had, I think, 14 shows, something like that. It was really fun. I love playing Jack Jacks. And I love the show, too. It's a very good show. And it's on the trolley. And it was just a lot of fun. But it was short-lived. And it's done. Wrapped up the costume. Put it all away. And then was in there. I brought out another costume. I'll get into that in a minute. But I was up in the attic today. And you may know. Here, see this big hole? This big hole is where my Mac used to be. And you might say, Mark, where's your Mac? I know you're broadcasting on your laptop, but where's your big old Mac? And my big old Mac is at the big old Mac store. Because ever since I bought that flaming piece of shit, I'm telling you, I bought it almost 2 years ago in January. I've used it a total of maybe a month because it's had nothing but problems and speed problems, software problems. I've rebooted it. I've rerun it. I've brought it back to factory specs, I don't know, four times. And it's just super slow. But finally, when I called up Mac and I was like, hey, maybe I could get a solid state drive in the drive. Maybe that'll speed it up. You know, it's an i7. You know, it's got the state-of-the-art chip. It's super fast. Got all the memory, blah, blah, blah. I spent like $2,000 on it. And they were like, oh, yeah, you can do that. So I brought it into the store today. They go, nah, we don't do that. I'm like, what do you mean you don't do that? Oh, if it's something mechanical, yeah, we do. If it's under warranty, we don't do upgrades like that. And I'm like, you guess who's going to do an upgrade? Let me just tell you that. They're going to work on it for a couple of days. But I'm like, and that's the thing. I'm not crazy about Mac. We've had this discussion. I'm not crazy about Macs. But a lot of weird things. My uncle Ronnie, I was very close to him, passed away yesterday. He was almost 80. He had cancer. It was a quick diagnosis. My sister put something. My aunt posted something. I tend to not post stuff, and I'm only saying it now because I'm on, and I'm just saying it. But people have offered condolences and stuff like that. I appreciate that. I really do. He was a really nice guy. He was really close. He was funny, really funny. And now he's at rest. He's at peace, which is nice. And my cousins, I'm, saying hi to my cousins. My cousin Ronnie, my cousin Annette, Patience, Dominic, everybody. Just my Uncle Chicky, my Aunt Angela. It's, I know it's tough. It's just miserable. And especially this year. Like, the year's not getting any better. It's just going to get over, hopefully. And then it'll get better. We don't know. But a lot of shit's happening. But, let's turn around. Let's do the thing I like to do, okay? Because usually the monologue is funnier, but because I'm tired, like, literally my back is like, I don't want to stand. I'm almost done. I'm looking at the time going, oh, yeah, I'm almost done with this. But let's play this. Not play. Let's do this day in history for you.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
All right, let me tell you about, I started doing this this year because I wanted to kind of be nice, feel good about something in a day. So today, this year in history, Marcus Aurelius Valerius Maximinus proclaimed emperor of Rome, 306 AD. 1793, Eli Whitney applies for the patent for the cotton gin. That's one of the things I will never forget until the day I die. Cotton gin, Eli Whitney. 1922, Benito Mussolini takes control of Italy. The Dow Jones plummets 38.33 points to 260. Wow. I mean, it's 13%. When it fell 13%, we had our crash. So this is before, I don't know if that's Black Thursday. It might have been. 1948, the flag of Israel is adopted. 1954, Ernest Hemingway wins a Nobel Prize for Literature. 1962, today was the Cuban Missile Crisis. Khrushchev orders the withdrawal of missiles from Cuba today. in 1962. 1965, the 630-foot-high Gateway Arch completed, St. Louis. 1992, Li Jiang Rim predicts that today would be the end of the world. Huh. Just a little off. Just a little. And in 2012, the U.S. Coast Guard prepared for Hurricane Sandy, which caused damage through the Caribbean, resulted in 67 deaths. So this was, forget, Sandy was 2012? Wow, 2012. And this day ain't over yet. No, it's not. But then what I tend to do is I talk about the birthdays. This is weird. Bill Gates, 65, and Caitlyn Jenner is 71. Julia Roberts is 53. Matt Smith of Doctor Who, he's 38. Here's the thing. I did this before. I was like, who the I don't know half these fucking people. Let's see. Oh, Joaquin Phoenix. Speaking of the Roman Empire, Joaquin Phoenix is 46. Then they got YouTube star, Instagram star. Really? Why are we doing that to people? Look at this. TikTok star. She's 15. How are you a star on TikTok? God damn it. Look, John Lawrence, 1754 to 1782. He's a war hero. He's right next to a TikTok star and a YouTube star. Brad Paisley's 48. Nationwide is on your side. Is that the one? Does he do the Nationwide commercials? I don't know anybody. I'm so out of it. Do you know somebody called Frankie Gomez Instagram? I don't know these people. Look at this. Carson Crosby, 6 years old. Do you know who he is? YouTube. Charlie Daniels. Oh, he died last. Oh, he died this year, 1936. Summer LaBute, she's a TikTok star. How do you make it to be a TikTok star? I want this. Annie Potts is 68 today. I didn't know that. She's still cute. All right, that's enough of that. I was going to go into deaths, but I'm like, I've already been down enough. There's already enough shit going in the world. I don't need any of that noise at all. So but that's pretty much. So it's this day in history. Just having fun. So how are you guys? Oh, shit, I forgot. It's Halloween. Jigsaw. Is it? What the? It's Mr. President. What are you doing here? What are you? Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Hello.
Jesus.
I would like to play a game.
This is
a word game.
Okay.
It's the greatest game ever. And you're going to play.
I don't
want
to.
If you want to or not.
I don't want to.
Live or die.
I don't want to.
Choice is yours.
Oh, he looks like the little guy, but he's wearing a wig.
Example one.
All right, here's the first. All right, let's play.
If Joe Biden,
okay,
Hillary Clinton,
yeah,
and Kamala Harris,
it's Kamala,
we're all in a boat,
okay,
and there was one bottle of beer,
yeah,
one set of handcuffs,
okay,
and one cell phone,
okay,
how long would it take for them to pass healthcare?
What are you talking about? I don't know. What?
Obamacare. It doesn't work. We're going to get rid of it.
All right. I give you that one. I don't want to play this. I don't. Because you look weird.
Example two.
No, I don't want to play. Okay, good.
What does
Covfefe
really mean?
It's so funny. He's in the tricycle with the hat, with the wig. But he looks like the Jigsaw puppet. It's so weird. I don't know what Covfefe.
Example three.
Oh, Jesus.
Joe Biden goes to a rally.
Okay.
Has 26 people watching him.
Yeah.
Four networks covering it.
Okay.
15 gaffes. Okay. And two masks.
Okay.
How long will it take for him to ask someone where he is?
That's not funny. You shouldn't say that. You're running
Example
it.
Four.
All right.
Kim Jong-un.
Okay.
Vladimir Putin.
Okay.
And Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
Fuck, marry, kill.
I don't want any of them.
Example five.
How are you doing it with a straight face?
It's next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're going to be counting mail ballots.
Yep.
Fake, by the way.
Okay.
Absentee ballots.
All right.
And voting.
Okay.
From actual people.
From
that day.
That day, yeah.
After totaling up all these votes.
Yeah.
And knowing that I'm going to lose the popular vote again.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to apocalypse.
Okay.
How crazy will the fake news go after I win the Electoral College?
I don't know.
Again?
They're probably going to go lose their shit.
4 more years.
4 more years.
4 more years.
Okay. So, well, that ain't scary enough for you. Welcome to Halloween, everybody. Okay. Should I call you Mr. Jigsaw President? Or is that Donald Jigsaw? What? he's got his fingers like he's got his weird things, but he's got a hand in there, though. Right. Are you done?
By the way, Joe thought it was Make American Grapes Again.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Make American Grapes Again. What the? I gotta lock that door. I gotta lock that door. I don't know how he gets up here. Oh, thank God it's the end. Thank God it's the end of October. I thought Jigsaw was going to come in, but apparently it's Jigsaw Trump. I don't know. So let's do this. So that put me in a better mood. We're going to build a wall around the game. I'm going to have to talk to him about it. Because this is the last show before Halloween, I'd like to play something that I did a long time ago, but it was a lot of fun. It's a little longer, so I'm going to play it during the break. In the break, you're going to hear the promo, the commercial, and all this stuff. Listen to it. It's actually kind of cool. I think it'll be fun. So enjoy, guys. I'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to Radio Irregardless with me, Mark Scalia. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Ages ago, tribes of Celtic farmers believed there was one day a year where the season of life meets the season of death.
Today's the day! The sun is shining, the tank is clean, and we are getting out of...
The tank is clean.
And that day was called Samhain.
We did not seriously think that a hobbit could contend with the will of Sauron. There are none who can.
Druid priests tried to foretell whether their villages would survive the winter.
Funny. She doesn't look Druish.
In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III established All Hallows Day, and soon Samhain became known as All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve has become a night of frolic.
Oh.
Where children wear costumes and run amok.
From there, it was a short walk to the name we all know today, Halloween. The origins of trick-or-treating remain unclear. It is believed to have stemmed from a custom known as souling, in which the poor went from home to home and prayed for the souls of each family's dead.
Klaatu, Merata,
Nesherman! Halloween's appeal transcends age, delighting both children and, yes, even adults alike.
Aren't you getting a little old, Mitch? Shouldn't you step aside?
It's a day to step into costume, gorge on sweets, throw ghoulish galas, and scare ourselves silly. The truth is frightfully clear. Not even a silver bullet could stop Halloween now.
Silver bullet, the one that won't slow you down.
Talking about cool life, it's the right beer now.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
It's great to see you all for the annual poker game.
It's going to be a very busy weekend for everyone, so it'll be nice to have some downtime with each other. Chucky, did you bring the chips?
I brought the salsa. It's legendary.
Well, Pinhead, I brought the pretzels.
Who ever heard of pretzels and salsa?
Nobody told me there'd be salsa.
You know that Ghostface and I are gluten-free.
And I'm vegan.
You can still eat pretzels, Jigsaw.
No, I can't. I'm raw as well.
There's plenty of food for everyone. Besides, I was talking about poker chips. Michael and Jason should be here soon. Let's just count out all the chips.
Is there a buy-in?
Yes, $20.
I may be a little short.
How much do you need, Jiggy?
$20.
What the fuck?
Language, Charles. You may be a killer, but you don't have to be a savage.
I know you're all zen now, but some of us still lose their patience.
You might want to try meditation. I listen to an MP3 of a brook in a meadow.
That sounds nice. I wish I had the time.
Hey, Michael, Jason, what's new, guys?
Right.
Well, come in, take a seat, we just started.
Jason, did I hear that you just got a book deal?
I'm seeing someone.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
The girl from Starbucks?
No, Target.
I'm still on eHarmony. I think I should change my profile pic.
Christian Mingle seems to work well. Let me see your profile. Dude, you don't use that one. It looks like you photoshopped your ex out of the picture.
I did. It's the only one of me smiling.
No phones at the game, man. Is that your old lady? Come on, guys, really?
Hey, Jason, did you do those webisodes where you prank the guys fishing? That was epic, man.
Are we playing or not?
I'll deal.
Can I get a cut? Very funny, asshole.
Frederick.
Sorry, Ghost, but Chucky's being a dick.
You can take it. It's just a little slice.
This sweater was a gift.
Guys, can we just play? I feel lucky. I'll take 2 cards.
I'll take 3.
Jason, how many cards do you want? No, I can't give you 5. No! How many? Ugh, why don't you just say how many? Dude, I'm sorry. Jason, just explain to me. Come on, guys, I didn't read. Ugh.
Not cool, Charles. You know they're sensitive about their speech impediments.
Look, guys, not that I want to, but I just got a text from the Target girl, and she wants to hook up tonight. I told you, I felt lucky. Enjoy the holiday.
What the fuck? He took my 20! Get back here, Jigsaw!
Language!
Well, this was fun. There's only the 3 of us now. Anyone up for hearts? What the fuck, Pinhead?
I couldn't help it.
Language!
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Air Regardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
Hey.
And you're back at Radio Air Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Guys, I hope you had a good time. It was fun doing the show. I know it was a little, I say quick, but, you know, it's still a half an hour. I got to get out of here. So let me tell you what I got going on over the next few days. It is going to be Halloween on Saturday. Don't know a lot of what's going on, but I'm still doing the Tales and Tombstones. We're all sold out on the Thursday and Friday night, tomorrow and Friday night. And then Saturday is no shows at night. They're shutting down the Charlie, shutting down the streets, all that stuff. No trick-or-treating, no parades, no things, nothing. Everything in Salem is apparently closed. And unless you have reservations, you're probably not going to be able to do anything. So although I'd say come to Salem, everything won't be open. So that's a bad thing. But the good thing is I get a couple weeks off, and then we start up Scrooge, Christmas Carol, and right now tickets are going on sale for that as well. Go to the Salem Trolley, click the special tours link, and we're taking all the safety protocols. We're doing half capacity, socially distanced, and all that stuff. So if you're really afraid, go, oh my God, then we're not going to pack it. It's not going to be 30 people on it. The show's going to be a little different. Everybody's spread out. It's going to be much different as a performance. It's going to be interesting, but it's still going to be the Christmas Carol. So that's what we got going on, everybody. So as always, if you want to be a sponsor, question, comment, call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Leave a talk or something. You can also email the show at radioirregardless@gmail.com. This is Halloween weekend. Be safe. Count the cookies, count the candies, and we'll see you hopefully November 3rd after the election. See you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. Thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners, for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3.